Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another show of Ideas Worth Trying. Today, with your co-host, Ilyas Anwari. Today's episode is parted in three parts. First one, I tell you a bit about the last adventurous month coming till March. What happened? The second part is about our goals of 2023, about our achievement, about this podcast, the topics, themes, exclusive topics. It's going to be brainstorming. And in our last part, I'm going to talk to you about algorithms. No, nothing, not too technical. It's going about, we're going to go through algorithms in the 2D perspective. We're gonna fly over them, we're gonna see them a little bit, go through them and check if they are biased and why. Shouldn't be like that, right? No more time wasting. We're gonna start with the first part. The first part is what happened? I guess the last session was October, the end of October, and since we have here 15th of March, almost half a year, nothing to do. Well, briefly, it were very adventurous and exciting month. First of all, well, I changed my program. I don't know if you remembered, I started out as bachelor's in data science. And since I am a cultural anthropologist in my heart, always been, I search of a good way to combining the two subjects. You know, meaning cultural anthropology being the qualitative research part, I needed a tool to also be able to gain knowledge in the quantitative analysis part. And but also staying in the field of the human science, human behavior, history, sociology, anthropology, archaeology. I found it in a very thoroughly good planned master's program called Digital Humanities. All right, you're gonna be thinking, hey, humanities, what? And digital, what's this? Is it another YouTube show? Is it another video explaining the human, another black boring history documentary? Since, you know, if you film something, it's digital. Why not? You know, AD conversion. Ha ha ha. The truth lies in all of these stereotypes. First of all, is that in the fast-moving digitalization branch, every discipline is going to be affected with digitalization. First, for example, there's also like business IT. The German translation would be Wirtschaftsinformatik, since longer time. Also the humanities also need a digitalization, also need experts who are familiar with the two worlds, being the humanities, being able to analyze, being able to understand the human science perspective, heuristic methodologies, understanding the language. Also, on the other hand, being able to understand the engineer language, the technical language, the technical way of working through problems in the discipline of the human and social studies, which could be, helping out in a 3D in 3D photogrammetries of old monuments, helping out to analyze the data faster. Could also be helping out a big data warehouse which focuses on history. It needs to dealt with the same precision, the same analyzation as with business problems. That's a bit briefly to the student pro the issue. Then our host, Haile Hiram, is moved back to Australia, and this is also like at a cost thing. The podcast Ideas of Trying will stay, and we hopefully can do some sessions together. It's going to be a challenge, but I mean, ideas worth trying, That's what the topic is about. Let's try it out and let's see how it goes. Also, with moving myself, it demanded time, demanded energy, and working, studying, doing sport, it's all the time intensive. And that basically took over November, December. And with January starting the exams preparation, it's you need to make priorities in life. And since this podcast, it's hugely beneficial. It's like about a free time project. Collecting the thoughts and sharing the thoughts, and also being able to talking to, in my perspective, like very exciting topics. The host is very very precise, very good in pushing, and finally here I am back on Ideas Worth Trying, and I made a challenge paper. I made a task for 2023. It consists of, challenging to some exams, starting out a business security. That's gonna be a nice topic. Applying for a foreign study program, which is gonna be more time demanding since our, well, new Department of Digital Humanities hasn't yet good foreign partners. My topic or my goal is to create them. That's fun, isn't it? Continue podcasts at least once a month. So that's gonna be the challenge. Create a podcast once a month on Ideas of Trying. Start, Creed, starting cleaning plants, some more basic things. Oh, also, getting over like a bike repair place on my basement. Alrighty, that's what I'm gonna do. With that, we're gonna close up part one and we move to part two. All part two. What will the year 2023 look like? Before I give you like a brief introduction with at least once a month the podcast. I try to push for more, but since yourself too. It's you got bunch of things, bunch of issues, problems to take care of, and that's why I set me like a reasonably goal, and it's gonna be one podcast a month. And well, if I stay the same, it's gonna be March three like nine podcast session till the end of the year. But for sure, if the time allows for more, you're gonna get more. We're gonna also do a experimenting in topics. Since ideas worth trying is about self-help, but also about don't get stuck in one topic. I love also listening to other podcasts, and they are such good podcasts about history, about meditation, about some like crime investigation. Hugely interesting. In our podcast, however, I'm gonna bunch and move to topics. You know, we also had about topics about politics, topics about philosophy, topics about human behavior, and since the last month, I'm really like won back my my urge for history. You know, there're gonna be some such sessions about history, also about changing of great powers, the transition time of great powers. They're also gonna be back, you know, some topics about human behavior. I'm gonna talk about, you know, the past corona time, which we endure live today. What I learned about the digital humanities so far, about the ideas, about, you know, looking inside the black box of a software program, and about, you know, rather being a expert, more take the role of a consultant. Not to underestimate the revolution of ChatGPT, about, you know, the challenges, the risks, but also the opportunities resolving to this revolutionary idea. Some say it's a 1 in 500 years invention. Some reminded with the invention of letters, the Gutenberg press. And we're gonna try to experiment as much as possible, getting new ideas, and also trying to invite guests. For this, I need to improve my gear. I bought a microphone, but not like a converter to put on some two different mics. But I mean, starting slow with this investment, and then improve it slightly more. No use to buy and invest with lots of money, and then, you know, then have you have too much gear for them. No use. If some guests occur frequently, we're gonna invest in that perspective. Alrighty, so that's a topic. That's a brief idea. We're also gonna go through some subjects I learned so far. Introduction to machine learning, which through watching, you wouldn't believe, watching television. You know, there are some like Arte Mediathek, or also in some YouTube channels. They offer such good content about math issues, infinity, about some Hilbert's hotel, about some ideas of math which are so important to gain understanding in topics like machine learning, in pattern, which is basically pattern recognition, which you need to understand the knowledge of how a machine is programmed. That's the basic knowledge. That's a blueprint. You need to know about these topics nowadays more than ever, as you would know about topics about your own body. You know, we have a heart, we have lungs, we have brain. Why do we need them? Why are they there? I mean, it's obviously some way. I mean, we need them. But the same goes with electricity. Why is electricity important for a program, for a computer, for I mean, and also a computer is based on a software and on a hardware. We need both of these two features. There's a topic also going through databases, entity relationship, or the normalization 1, 2, 3, 4, and about mapping. That's an interesting topic about programming. I'm gonna share my for the goal. I'm a big interested in the Wim Hof breathing technique, and there's such a good YouTube channel called Take a Deep Breath for you guys who are interested in in breathing meditation. Check it out. I'm learning Python, and for this I want to put myself as a challenge. Am I able to build a app? And the answer is yes. And for this I'm starting a new project called the breathing app, and I want to build a meditation app with the language Python and the library Kiwi, which offers me a possibility to get a front-end application. That's gonna be the project for this month, and next we'll see about that. Other topics, interesting topics, computer graphics, also Agisoft, Blender, such beautiful and good tools to be able with less technical background to build 3D objects, modelize them, change them. Also, I'm gonna talk about the problem-solving thinking of on like IT guy versus the problem-solving thinking of a human science person. And I, as a digital humanities, need to understand both of them. There's no way of only knowing one side without knowing the other side. It goes hand in hand. It's useless if you are consultant expert in a field, but you can also only understand the one side. It's at the end, a long-term perspective, it's gonna fail. It's gonna cause severely problems because you always focus on a solution in on you thinking it's on the one side, regardless having them on the other. No, let's go to our part three. This session is gonna be speedy up. I'm gonna need to practice podcasting. It's a tool, it's a craft, so the more I do it, the better I get. Like in everything in life, so bear with me some patience that the session after a long time it's gonna be a bit rusty. But full of topics, full of energy, and that's what counts. Let's talk about our topic for today's session. It's about algorithms. Are they biased or not? Shouldn't be like that, right? A computer should be logical regardless of the user's ethnicity, background, race, monetary issues, regardless. It's a machine, right? Is it the case or not? Are they biased? And the answer is yes. Yes. And it isn't something which is caused consciously, but it's something which is made up because of the circumstances. Basically, let's talk about the whiteness of AI. Let's talk about the movies you watch. A machine is always, this female white voice, a bright machine. And that's one topic. on the other side, a machine is always considered like this white middleman. Like this machine is caused like a mirrors like a man, middle class, and white. Why is that? Because these kind of people are most of them, or they are working with them, with the machine creating them, giving them test data. And the machine sees them as the first interaction with a human. And of course, if you don't know any other people around you, only like your scientific surroundings, the machine is gonna take that as a given, causing issues that minorities are gonna be neglected in participating this revolutionary technique of artificial intelligence solved. The other way is you got it, for example, a big company wants to do a smarten up the HR process. So they go to the IT department and said, "Listen, we want a program which filters in a first stage application, so that in a second phase our staff has an easy way to process them." So, matter of fact, the HR department head or whatever, he allows a machine to filter the first stage. Okay, no worries. Easy done. Now the problem is, if the IT it builds the software, it builds the software is based on algorithms. Issue goes there if what if the algorithms are that the test data with which the program is trained is only consists of white males between 20 and 40. Well, you can guess what filters are gonna be, what people, what race, what people, which automatically, because what means automatically, it's not automatically, it's doing what it's trained for, filters out women, filters out minorities. And why? Because the boss didn't know, or because the boss, or the test data sets, the test data sets is only considered in that way. So it's called recommend algorithms, a recurrent algorithm. So it's gonna give you the same things you already want. Not the best qualified, rather in that way, because the test data wasn't proficient enough. A consultant of, for example, digital humanities, or he could go through it and understand the issue immediately and offers some advice in how to change test data sets and how to change the labels, so that a new employee is hired or is invited to the interview based on his qualifications, not on his background. Because we need to understand, we don't need to make the same mistakes people done 20, 30, 40 years ago, which was the same way people hired, based on ethnicity, based on the some meaningless meaningless combinations, meaningless like likings, rather than on the qualifications. Only in this way, the machine is doing the decision, not a human. Shouldn't be like that. AI can do more. AI is able to do much more in that way. Another topic is, I need to address it. It's called the art of communication. An average human being is not only talking in the real world, but he uses chats, he uses calls people, voice messages. I need to make a point that people talk to each other less than less. Like, I really take time in it, play around, use words. Like, the art of communication is neglected and neglected more and more. People don't really, in my opinion, enjoy to communication like a art. It's only a brief way of problem solving. In that way, it gets more and more, I'd say, computerized logic, problem solving, no laughs, no metaphors, acronyms, like, what we used to do. I guess a big issue is that we are overwhelmed. We not only have one chat program, we have an average of three. And within this, multiply chats with our or which needs to be dealt with or already done, or I have to do something. That's gonna be overwhelming. And in that way, people are more and more in the digital world, chatting, which is, yeah, a writing, than in the real world. Neglect this, the art of communication. Take time to talk to a person. That's a really dark, I'd say, dystopian way of viewing this way. I mean, if you take a step back, go through history, human beings hadn't that much possibilities. They had the speaking language, talking, and writing. In writing, I mean writing a letter. And when you write a letter, you have limited time, limited space. A letter, a page, a two. And you really had to think what you want. But what you want to write. Do people still think when they write, or they just react to it? Aktion, Reaktion. Aktion, Reaktion. I hope not. I hope they take time and treat every chat as a unique letter. But however, on the other hand, it makes us possible to, ooh, a big word, efficient, stay in touch via groups, which is also a benefit of the social media program apps like WhatsApp. In our groups, in our friends, with different techniques, video, audio, pictures, emojis, to stay in contact, which wouldn't be possible before because the technical resources weren't there yet. But now I'm still here in Germany. My other friend, he lives in Los Angeles. Other two friends, we lives in Sweden. And through this group, we're able to communicate, which is mostly like jokes and some boy stuff. But it's so much easier to bridge the time we see each other. That's a huge benefit. Also in business, through the possibility of to creating, teams, and via teams, some like department groups, you can so much easily ask for solutions when you're stuck in some place, cross department, and that's a huge benefit. You can be more easily. So the business world also took over this idea of social media. So when it's good for private citizens, why shouldn't it be good for the business world, creating groups? Because still, regardless of our digitalization taking step after step, we still are humans, and humans like to work in a collaborative place. Back in the Stone Age, you were the hunters and the collectors. The hunters, I guess they were also like hunters who were good with like arrow and bows. Some were good runners, chasing after a animal. And some were good in taking some traps. Others were, good at throwing the net over the animal. Others were good with the spear. So they need to work together in order that I'd say the tribe survives. And also, if you go back in the to the small tribe, some were good taking care of the children, some were good planting, some were good in medicine, some were good to take to talking to the gods. So everyone had the place. 10,000 years later, we're still in the same possibility. We still have the same needs like before. Well, but the way changed a bit, but still it's the same. And the digitalized world takes over this. I guess for the next episode, I want to talk more in detail about if algorithms are biased, take part two, and offer more counter techniques. There's a very good website about it's called Test AI, and it's the AI bias cycle. And I'm gonna study it thoroughly. There are some video content on that, and offer counter problems. So because that's a field which is not very talked to it. People said, okay, I want to build something, so they go to the software engineer. The software engineer has a unique way of dealing with a problem because in that way, he has a big problem, and he parts it in small problems, and then go solve after solve, solving and solving and solving. That's how mathematicians work it. That's how IT, all like the technical background disciplines work like that. Whereas the human science have a different way of this. They have a big questions, and then they go to a unique qualitative settings, which is good, but you need to understand the both of them. The quick checklist for testing AI. Yeah. That's one to go. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope I don't overwhelmed you with that content. I want to talk about I want to talk it more through in detail because I'm still struggling about that. I'm still not sure where this journey goes. But I like to have a comparison with history. Big ideas, they come and go, like world powers. They grow and then another one came, and then another one, they go, another one came, they go, another one came. So it's like it's an ongoing process. And only with the change that in the last 500 years, the humans understand that through ongoing development, it's the most successful way of growing. Before the powers, somewhere they were in their high spirit, they were good, they were developed, then they lost. Then another one could be better, but could be all the same. E.g., medieval times. They didn't actually learn from the mistakes. And this changed in the last 500 years. We're gonna change. We learn, 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 growing exponentially, now than ever, because of our beautiful ability of the brain of the human being. Alrighty, with this, have a good day, have a good journey, a good week, and let's stay tuned on another session of Ideas Worth Trying. Bye bye.